Good morning, Pastor Bryce here, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to share God's word with you this morning. Over the past couple months, a lot of us have probably consumed a lot more news than we usually do. And if we're going to be honest with ourselves, it's probably done a lot more damage than it has good. And over the past couple months, we've heard a lot about this virus. We've heard a lot about projections of how fast it will spread and how contagious it is and how dangerous it is. And we've heard lots about how most people in the United States will at some point be affected by this virus. And for a lot of people, it's consumed a lot of their mental energy thinking about these things over the past couple months. But I wanted to share with you this morning a little bit of a different perspective on the spread of something that is far more contagious and has changed human history far more than the coronavirus has or ever will. And we find the story of that contagion, as it were, in Acts chapter 1. Now, the book of Acts is a very interesting book in that it's a continuation from the Gospel of Luke. And unlike the other gospel writers, Luke continues to record in his gospel not just what Jesus did while he was here on earth, but what Jesus continued to do after he went up into heaven. And Acts chapter 1 picks up right after the resurrection of Jesus and tells us that Jesus spent 40 days speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And at the end of those 40 days, as Jesus was going up into heaven, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus tells his followers that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. And here in Acts chapter 1, Jesus tells about the spread of the good news of the gospel. Now, I said earlier that there is something that's more contagious than the coronavirus, but more accurately, what I should say is that there is someone that's more contagious than the coronavirus. And that person is Jesus, and the gospel, or the good news of Jesus, has been changing world history ever since. And we see the beginning of this worldwide change beginning in Acts chapter 1. And as we continue to read through the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, when that day came, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now in the Bible, this is a very important picture, that the Spirit of God came the first time at the day of Pentecost, and he appeared as divided tongues of fire. And this is very significant, because in the Old Testament, God routinely appeared to his people through fire. He appeared to Moses through a burning bush. He appeared as fire above Mount Sinai as he made a covenant with his people. Pillars of fire hovered over the tabernacle to signify God's presence. And when the temple was finished, fire descended from heaven and seemed to fill the temple. And so throughout the Old Testament, God's presence was signified through fire. And when this happens in Acts chapter 2, not only is God saying that he's going to come down and live among his people, that was the significance of the pillar of fire above the tabernacle, as well as the pillar of fire above the temple when it was finished. But not only will God live among his people, but now because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, God would live in his people. God was instituting a new temple, and that is inside his own people. And from this point, in a sense, I guess we could say that God had infected his people. Usually when we think of the word infected, we think of it in negative terms, because in our broken world it is. But God came, and he came inside his people, and it drastically changed their life. Over the past several weeks, we've heard a lot about how coronavirus has come inside people's lives and drastically changed their lives as well. However, that was in a negative sense. This is the total opposite of that. This is in a positive sense, that the Spirit of God came inside his own people and changed their life forever. Well, Luke, as he continues to record this story, he tells about Peter presenting his gospel message. And when Peter presents his gospel message, within one day, there are 3,000 new cases of Christian belief. Now, if that's not amazing enough, from chapters 2 through chapter 9, it tells about the continued spread of the gospel. And so rapid was the spread of the gospel that in Acts chapter 7 and 8, there arose a great enemy of the gospel. And we call his name Saul of Tarsus. Now, Saul of Tarsus appears in chapter 7, and we see that he consents to the death of Stephen. We see him again at the beginning of chapter 8, and he goes from city to city throwing men and women into prison, and their only crime is that they are believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you're reading the book of Acts for the first time, by the time you get to Acts chapter 8, you might think that if the gospel has a vaccine, it's Saul of Tarsus. Well, then ironically, we get to Acts chapter 9, and Saul comes face to face with Jesus. He comes face to face with the gospel himself. And the person that we thought was the most likely person to stop the spread of the gospel actually becomes the strongest carrier of the gospel. And starting in Acts chapter 13, we see Paul beginning on his missionary journeys and spreading the gospel throughout the ancient world. Once again, by the time we get to Acts chapter 23 and 24, we see that false accusations are made against Paul. And once again, we think, man, maybe this is where the gospel will stop spreading. Well, in God's providence, Paul was a Roman citizen, and when he appeals to Caesar, he actually gets a Roman escort in his imprisonment. And this Roman escort takes him all the way to Rome, but in Paul's journey from Jerusalem to Rome, guess what Paul does while he's imprisoned? He continues to spread the gospel. And it seems at this point that the spread of the gospel is totally unstoppable. Well, by the time we get to the end of the book of Acts, we see Paul, and he's under house arrest in Rome. And according to church tradition, he was beheaded in Rome, although we don't have biblical support for that. But it appears by the end of the book of Acts that he finished out his days under house arrest, ministering to the surrounding believers, as well as, you guessed it, spreading the gospel. And that might be where the book of Acts ends, but that's definitely not where world history ends. As we can observe over the last 2,000 years, the gospel didn't just spread throughout Jerusalem. It didn't just spread throughout Judea and Samaria, but it extended as far as Rome, spread into Europe, spread into Asia, by the 1400s spread into South America, rapidly spread up into North America, and even by the 1920s when you'd think that communism comes on the scene and wants to crush Christianity in Asia. The spread of the gospel continues, and gospel witness continues to thrive. And none of this that we observe in the book of Acts or throughout history should surprise us, because Jesus himself said that he would establish his church, and the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And so it doesn't matter what schemes of man come on the scene, and it doesn't matter how the gates of hell may rage against the church. The gospel will continue to spread. Jesus predicted that it would, and Jesus' projections of gospel spread have been 100% on point for the last 2,000 years. And so where does that leave us on May 7th, 2020? Well, it leaves us encouraged because over the last couple months, it seems like the news has been talking about coronavirus and nothing but coronavirus. But behind the scenes, actually, I would argue in the forefront of all the scenes, the most compelling story now as well as throughout all history has been the spread of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you might turn on the news today and you might see doom and gloom projections. But you know what? All of us have the opportunity to open our Bible and see projections of gospel hope. Not only that, but we have the opportunities to be spreaders of that hope and to continue to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to every tribe, every tongue, every people, and every nation. Lord, may you give us the opportunity to do that today.